Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please place your phone or audio connection on mute until such time you are presenting or asking to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link. And then dial back, click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. So welcome to Mission Academy. It's a regular board meeting. It's Friday, June the 5th, 2026 at 12 o'clock. Public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person or by dialing the conference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the public by emailing publiccomments at missionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments through the public comments section of the meeting agenda. So we're going to open up this meeting and do a roll call and establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Gett.
Present.
John Dorch.
Present.
Victoria Hancock.
Present.
And James Lott.
Present.
So we have a full quorum. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm going to ask Mr. Lott to lead us in that.
Let it begin. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Lott.
My pleasure.
Now I'm going to do staff introductions, starting with Jerry.
Thank you very much, President Stanford. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer. Mr. Brown will not be joining us today. He sends his best regards.
Good afternoon now, as of 2 minutes ago. Shelly Haynes, School Superintendent.
Uh-oh.
Good afternoon, Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
Good afternoon, Darren Bauer, CEO.
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Good afternoon, Jenna Yunus, Principal.
Good afternoon, Damani Stellings, Principal.
Good afternoon, Tim Carr, State and Federal Programs.
Good afternoon, Claudia Wallace, VP of Finance with LAC.
Anyone else who's presenting? All right, we're good then. So now we're going to go to E. This is 1E. Approve agenda for the June 5th, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Can I have a motion and a second to approve these minutes?
John Dorch.
Second, Victoria Hancock.
So John Dorch has moved and Victoria Hancock has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So 1E has been approved unanimously. So we're now on 1F. Approved minutes of the April 27, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read these. Are there any corrections or comments or discussion? And if not, can I have a motion second to approve 1F?
I move to approve by Victoria Hancock.
Well, Victoria Hancock has moved. JD has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So 1F. Has been approved unanimously. Now on to consent agenda. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices in the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed or considered for action separately. And they are A, consent agenda 1 through 5. 1, the board will be asked to approve the student smartphone and other private devices policy. The board will be asked to accept the uniform complaint report for the 25-26 school year. 0 complaints received. B, the board will be asked to approve the revised suspension and expulsion policy and procedures. 4, the board will be asked to approve revisions to the 26-27 parent student handbook regarding involuntary removal procedures. And 5, and last, the board will be asked to approve the revised school safety manual. Are there any board members who would like to discuss one of these or have a opinion and approve and vote? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 2, consent agenda A, 1 through 5?
In fact, I'll make a motion to approve consent agenda items 1 through 5.
John Dorch will second the motion.
So Claudette Peck has moved, and John Dorch has seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Vote. We have 2 consent agenda A, 1 through 5. Now on 3, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. Time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, unless a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it's the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Good afternoon. This is Shelley Sampson on the Charter Affairs team, here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments or have requested to speak.
Right along, we're on 4, school reports and information, finance update, and this is Claudio.
Thank you, Ward. Good afternoon. Today, I have an update to the line of credit that shows the status of the line with Hamni Bank and with LLAC. The report shows Hamni Bank that is updated through May 15th, includes the line approved for $1.5 million and the current rate of 7.25%. This rate is the same as the one in the previous update, as there have not been changes to the federal fund rate and prime rates. The report shows that the school has no balance at this moment. It includes the expiration date of the line of September 3rd, 2027, shows the covenant ratios in the bottom area of the Hamni section. These are required to keep the line in good standing, and the summary shows that the school meets all line requirements. The second portion of the update shows the status of the line with LLAC, approved as a promissory note for $2 million, with the current rate at 6% for this fiscal year. The school currently has no loan balance as well. With respect to the state budget, I will address the latest update to the May revision later today in the meeting when reviewing the school budget. And that concludes the update. Thank you.
Audio's nice, no long bounce. Any comments for anybody else? All right, so we're going to move in to 4A, or 4B, Area Superintendent Update. Lindsay.
Thank you, President Safford. As usual, I'm going to review the data and metrics report. This is for learning period 10, which spans April 17th to May 1st. At that time, we had 1,090 students. I am happy to report that as of today, we have 1,120, so a little bit more than that. As for the credit completion, while it does appear that overall and core credit has declined, it's actually primarily attributed to a technological error with our LMS Canvas. Previously, we had a custom report that we were able to pull out of the system. That is no longer an option, and we're working on resolving that. But in the meantime, it did result in a decrease in what we reported for core and overall credit completion. Same thing with ADA, but we're hoping to have this resolved as soon as possible. And finally, the one-year DAS cohort graduation rate is 84.04%, and we still have until August to get that up to the customary 98-99% that we're used to seeing out of Mission Academy. And that concludes my report.
Looking forward to seeing the real numbers on their overall credit completion. Full credit. All right. Any questions from the board? Okay, thank you. Boy, you've really gone up in enrollment. That's great.
No.
All right, so now we're on 4C. This is Lindsay again. Report on mathematics placement results.
Yes, every year we give the board an update on our math placement results in compliance with the California Mathematics Placement Act of 2015. Our board adopted policy ensures fair, objective, and transparent math placement for incoming ninth graders. The policy includes multiple academic measures, an early placement checkpoint, annual data review to prevent bias, an appeals process, and public posting on our school's website. All ninth grade students advanced in their math courses and none were held back. We will continue to review and report placement data annually in accordance with board policy. That concludes my report. Thank you.
That sounds good. How about anybody else? Any comments? The LCFF Local Indicators Report. Tim Hart.
Good afternoon, Board. My name is Tim Cart, State and Federal Programs Coordinator, and I'll be sharing with you our performance on local indicators. This slide here depicts an overview of the familiar California dashboard indicators and associated colors used to determine school progress and performance. The state indicators on the left are based on statewide quantitative data, while local indicators on the right reflect local implementation, self-assessment, and engagement practices connected to the LCAP. When considered together, these indicators help give a more complete picture of student outcomes and overall effectiveness. Here is our performance on the local indicators themselves, which measure areas not reflected through state testing data alone. Given evidence reviews, self-assessment tools, and local data analysis, we did meet all applicable local indicator standards for this reporting period. That concludes this portion of my report. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions for Tim? Great, so now we're moving right along to E. The board will be advised of an additional effort by Lifelong Learning Administration Corporation to assist the school in advancing the goals of independent study. Darren.
Yes, thank you, Board President. Good afternoon. Just wanted to update the board and provide some information that we've requested some additional services from our service provider, Lifelong Learning, as it relates to legislative activities, advocacy for independent study for Mission Academy. While we've enjoyed years of support in that area, we felt with all the changes and potential policy environment coming our way, we wanted to elevate that level of service. So they're working on plans to ramp up resources, number of new activities. I'll be able to provide an update at a future meeting. Thank you.
All right, we're looking forward to that. Any other comments for Darren? So now we're on 4F, annual IRS Form 990, return of organization exempt from income tax and California return 24 as filed. And this is Claudio.
Thank you, Board. Today we are informing the board that the school's annual IRS Form 990 was filed by the required deadline, and that the filed Form 990 has also been made available to board members for their review before submission to the IRS. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudio. Any comments to Claudio? All right, so now we're on Phoebe. Our 26-27 board meeting dates are in your pocket. It's for the next year. And remember, it says be flexible on them, but if you've got a vacation, please call Vanessa and get your calendar the way it should be. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate that, board members. So now we're five. We're going to have a public hearing. So we'll now open this public hearing. Can I get a motion and a second to open this public hearing?
Hi, Beck. I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
Second, Victoria Hancock.
So Claudette Beck is motion. Victoria Hancock is seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Vote. All right, so this public hearing is now open at 12:13. The board has allotted 15 minutes for this public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may exceed this time period for majority vote. So now we'd like to hear a presentation from our area superintendent.
Thank you. The purpose of this public hearing is to solicit recommendations on our personalized learning policy. The purpose, A redline copy of the revised policy has been provided in your board packets and reflects updates to align with current school operations, including clarifications related to student progress, re-engagement supports, and involuntary removal procedures. The proposed revisions are intended to strengthen consistency across our independent study program by clearly defining expectations for student engagement, attendance, academic progress, while also outlining a structured system of supports for students who may be struggling. The updated policy also clarifies procedures to ensure fair and compliant processes, including due process protections for students and families when changes in placement may be necessary. The effective date of this policy is July 1st, 2026, which allows time for staff training and implementation. Are there any members of the public who wish to provide comment? Shelley? Were any comments submitted via email?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here. Mm-hmm. There were no members of today that have submitted written comments.
All right, so hearing none, we will move on to the second item within the public hearing. This is public hearing number two. The board will hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of members of the public regarding the budget overview for parents, the BOP, and the local control and accountability plan, LCAP. For the 26-27 school year. So this public hearing is now open at 10 are 12:15. The board will has allotted 15 minutes for this public hearing. Members of the public will have 3 minutes each to address the board during this public hearing. The board may extend this time upon majority vote. So now we will hear a presentation from Lindsay.
Actually, I'm going to pass it to Tim Kartz, our state and federal programs coordinator.
Greetings once again. I will now give a short briefing of our LCAP and budget overview for parents, or BOP. The LCAP functions as a school's strategic plan for improving student outcomes by aligning goals, actions, and funding to student needs, with a focus on high-need student groups. The plan is developed through ongoing input from educational partners, including family, staff, and students, and is continuously monitored and refined each year based on student data and progress. The 26-27 LCAP also incorporates LREBG funding to further support intervention, engagement, and learning recovery efforts. Here are four LCAP goals that are guiding our work. Goal 1 emphasizes improving academic outcomes for all students, more especially our unduplicated students, being EL, low income, and foster youth. Targeted supports will help increase credit completion, growth in literacy, as well as graduation readiness. Goal 2 supports students in the building of skills for post-high school success. Support for students includes career exploration, college readiness, and opportunities for workforce preparation. Goal 3 aims to keep students engaged, connected, and on track for graduation through the creation of a safe and uplifting school environment, positive relationships, and effective re-engagement supports. Goal 4 seeks to help create better student outcomes by strengthening collaboration between the school, students, and their families, emphasizing frequent and clear communication, as well as providing meaningful ongoing feedback opportunities. The Budget Overview for Parents, or BOP, provides educational partners with a transparent summary of the school's funding priorities, budgeting requirements, and how resources will be used to support high-needs students and LCAP goals overall. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much. Any questions for this call? The board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the Budget Overview for Parents and Local Control Accountability Plan for the 26-27 school year. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comment? Are there any members of the public who submitted written comments to the board? Shelley.
Hello, good afternoon again. This is Shelley Sams here to report there are no members of the public who submitted written comments today.
Okay, so now we're going to close this public meeting. Can I get a motion to close it?
John Dorch moves to close.
Second, James Law.
John Dorch has moved. James Law has second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? So this meeting is closed at 12:18. I now vote. Well, now we're going to go to action items. This is 6. The board will be asked to approve the revised personalized learning policy. Lindsay.
If there's no further questions from the board, we would like to ask the board to approve the personalized learning policy. Thank you.
Any questions? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 6A?
So moved to approve by Victoria.
Claudia Beck, I'll second that.
Victoria Hancock has moved. Claudia Beck is seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So 6A has been approved unanimously. We are now on 6B. The board will be asked to approve the 26-27 budget overview for parents of BOP and local control and accountability plan, the LCAP, for the 26-27 school year. This is Lindsay.
Again, if there's no further questions on the 26-27 budget overview for parents and local control and accountability plan, we would like to ask for you to please approve this at this time.
Okay, can I have a motion, Seth?
John Dorch moves to approve.
Second, Victoria Hancock.
John Dorch just moved. Victoria Hancock is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So 6B has been approved unanimously. Now on 6C. The board will be asked to confirm its acknowledgement that Carol Stanford, Claudette Beck, John Dorch, Victoria Hancock, and James Lott have been reappointed as members of the Board of Directors by Educational Advancement Corporation, the sole member of Alta Vista Public Charter, Inc., for the term July 1st, 2026 through June 30th, 2027. Bill Thompson.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'd like to first thank the board on behalf of the officers and the staff for the governance and guidance that you have offered to for this school over the last year and before that. It's very much needed and very much appreciated. And the opportunity now exists for you to do this for another year. And so we're suggesting that that would be a really great idea. So if you would do a motion and a second and a vote, Board President, if everybody's willing to serve for another year, please.
Right. Everybody all in?
We're in.
Okay. So let's have a motion and a second to approve 6C.
I make a motion to approve 6C.
John Dorsch will second the motion.
Father Beck is moved. John Dorsch is seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Thank you.
It has passed unanimously. You're welcome. We appreciate it very much. We enjoy this board. Great deal. All right. We, as in all of us. So 6D, the board will be asked to reappoint the corporate officers to serve at the pleasure of this board. And they are Jerry Brown, or Jerry Vincent, or Jeff Brown. I'm just thrilled. We're so happy that you've served us. And any comments? Let's have a motion and a second to approve them.
So move to approve by Jerry Hancock.
Second.
So Victoria Hancock has moved. James Long has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, it is approved unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
E. The board will be asked to approve the Proposition 28, Arts and Music and School Funding Annual Report for Fiscal Year 25.6. Tim Hart.
Hello again. And finally, I will give a very brief overview of Proposition 28 AMS Annual Report. The Proposition 28 AMS Annual Report includes required reporting on staffing, student enrollment, and the use of funds to expand student access to the arts and music education. One example highlight of the impact of AMS during this last 25-26 school year is the provision of ArtReach, which is a program that makes art accessible, fun, and meaningful for all students. Thank you. This concludes my report. I'm available for any questions.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions for Tim? Okay, can I have a motion and a second to approve 6E?
I think I'll make a motion to approve 6E.
Second, Victoria Hancock.
Father Beck is moved. The Father Hancock is second. Thank you, ladies. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
6E is approved unanimously. So now we're on 6F. We're just moving along. The board will be asked to reauthorize the officers of the corporation to award discretionary incentives to employees at various sundry times.
Thank you. This is a standard item that we present to the board each year, and we would just like your approval to be able to offer discretionary incentives, obviously depending upon budget and resources. Thank you.
Any questions? Let's have a motion and a second to approve 6F.
James, I have a motion to approve. And Dorsch will second the motion.
You gentlemen, James Lott has moved. Don Dorsch has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Opposed?
6F has been approved unanimously. 6G, the board will be asked to reauthorize the corporate officers and senior administration to make all reasonable and necessary business arrangements and enter into all reasonable and necessary transactions, including but not limited to contracts with vendors, employees, consultants, and others. And this is an annual thing we do every year. Are there any questions about it? All right, so can I have a motion and a second for 6G?
So moved by Victoria Hancock.
John Dorsch will second the motion.
Gary Hancock has moved. Dorsch has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 6G has been passed unanimously. H, the board will be asked to approve the local control funding formula, the LCFF, for school year 26-27, which drives the primary source of funding for the charter schools. Lazio.
Thank you, board. The local control funding formula is the primary source of funding for charter schools. This funding has two primary components, a base rate that applies to all schools and depends on ADA by grade span, and a supplemental and concentration component that depends on the percentage of the school's English learners, foster youth, or low-income students. The LCFF funding is the largest source of revenue, and it's essential to the budget and LCAP development. For year 26-27, the LCFF funding formula will provide a total revenue of $36,649,247. This totally includes a base funding of $28,560,600, or 78% of the total LCFF funding, and a supplemental and concentration portion of $8,088,647, or 22% of the total LCFF funding. So, and we would like to request approval of the LCFF formula. Thank you.
Hi, thank you, Claudio. Any questions for you? Can I have a motion and second for 6H?
Claudio Beck, I'll make a motion for 6H.
Second, James Law.
Claudio Beck is moved. James Law is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Pass 6H. We're now on 6I. The board will be asked to approve the Educational Protection Account, the EPA spending determination. This is Claudio.
Thank you, board. The EPA funding is the is a component of the school's total LCFF entitlement, as shown on the budget report on LCFF sources section of JET Code 8012. For current year 25-26, the school will receive EPA revenue of $412,746. For fiscal year 26-27, the estimated EPA revenue is $434,800. This funding must be used only for instruction and be posted on the school's website every year. And we would like to request approval of the EPA spending determinations. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Claudio? All right. Can I have a motion and a second to approve 6I?
So moved by Victoria Hancock.
And Dorch will second the motion.
Victoria Hancock is moved. John Dorch is second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? So 6I has been unanimous. We're now on 6J. The board will be asked to approve the budget for the 26-27 year. This is Claudio.
Thank you, board. The school budget is based on funding information from the May revision to the state budget released on May 14th. The May revision is materially stronger than the January's governor's budget, but it should be read as a cautiously positive budget. Updated revenue estimates driven by mainly by income tax gains tied to the AI stock market boom increases the Proposition 98 guarantee by another $6.4 billion above January estimates, allowing the state to fund more education priorities. For schools, the strongest funding increases come from 2.87% statutory COLA plus a proposed 1.44% LCFF super COLA with a total of 4.31% for LCFF base, supplemental and concentration grants. The May revision also increases the one-time discretionary block grant from $2.8 billion to $5 billion, buys out the planned June 2026 principal apportionment deferral, and also proposes a major special education funding increase with a base rate of $1,340 per ADA. However, funding remains volatile, and one-time revenue should not support ongoing costs. Now let's review the budget report. And we will begin with the ADA report on last page. The report shows 2,063 ADA for current year. The projection for upcoming year is 2,174, showing an increase of 111 ADA. This increase has a positive effect on some funding sources for next year. Now let's move to the first page of Form 62. We're going to find revenue and expenditure report information. The revenue budgeted for next year is $42.6 million, showing an increase of 16% compared to current year, and it's due to multiple factors. The first one is on line one, LCFF sources, is projected to have an increase of 9.9%, from $33.3 million this year to $36.6 million next year. This is primarily due to the super COLA of 4.31% in LCFF funding rate and the increase in ADA that offset a minor decrease in unduplicated pupil percentage that affects the supplemental portion of this funding. Federal funding is budgeted at $130,000, showing an increase of 16.6% compared to current year. This funding comes entirely from federal special ed entitlement. Other state revenue on line 3 shows a substantial increase of 78.2% compared to current year, from almost $3.3 million to $5.8 million, driven by the increase in state special ed funding rate and in student support and professional development block grant funding. This funding source also include increases in mental health, arts and music, mandate block grant, and lottery funding due to increase in funding rates and ADA. Lastly, the school is not projecting local revenue at this moment, so there is a visible reduction from current revenue levels. Now let's move to expense side. The school is budgeting total expenditures of $39.8 million, showing an increase of 18.8%. The budget includes an increase of $4.7 million, or 22% in salaries and benefits. This increase is driven by an increase in teachers, instructional support salaries, and health benefit cost, including an additional teacher, a curriculum specialist, special ed support, a counselor, a speech and language development specialist, an assistant principal, and paraprofessionals to support the program and growth of enrollment. Purchase spending is budgeted at $3.6 million, showing an increase of almost 15%. This comes from a spending increase in student equipment and school materials and supplies, including computerized software and laptops for new employees. Budget for operating expenses is $9.2 million, showing an increase of 12.4%. This increase is driven by higher spending on professional services, training, and communications. Budget for other outgo is $366,000 due to an increase in projected oversight cost compared to current year. Finally, the school is budgeting for an excess revenue of almost $2.8 million for fiscal year 26-27. With this excess revenue and the current year-end projected net position of $9.4 million, the school will end up year 26-27 with a projected net position of $12.2 million. All of this net position is unrestricted and equal to 30% of total budgeted annual expenditures. And that concludes the report. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you.
That's a lot. Appreciate that. Very comprehensive. Anybody have any comments or what can you say? All right. So we have a motion and a second to approve 6J.
I'll make a motion to approve 6J.
And Josh will second.
Philip Beck is moved. John George is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So we have passed 6J unanimously. Now on 6K. The board will be asked to approve the consolidated application process and submission for all reports of prior 26-27 school year. Lindsay.
Thank you. The consolidated application, also commonly referred to as the CONAP, is used by the California Department of Education to allocate federal categorical funds to school districts, charter schools, and any other LEAs. Each spring, the LEAs must submit documentation through the CONAP system confirming participation in eligible programs and compliance with legal requirements. The board is asked at this time to approve the CONAP process and submission for all required reports for 2026-27 school year.
Thank you, Lindsay. So, any questions about CONAP? I have a motion and a second to approve 6K.
So moved to approve by Victoria Hanson.
Welcome, James Long.
Great Hancock is moved and brought seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So 6K has been approved unanimously on 6L. The board will be requested to renew revolving line credit, the RLOC, with Hamney Bank for the 26-27 school year as necessary to ensure sufficient cash flow in accordance with the RLOC terms and applicable interest rates. And this is Claudio.
Thank you, board. In previous years, the school has secured financing through Hamney Bank that has provided a credit facility at a competitive rate. This request receives annual board approval, and for upcoming fiscal year 26-27, the school is seeking approval for a $1.5 million standard line of credit from Hamney Bank. The interest rate will be determined as the higher of either a fixed 3.75% or the prime rate plus 0.5%. At present, the applicable rate is 7.25% based on the current rate, current prime rate plus 0.5% margin. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Any questions? I can have a motion and a second to approve 6L.
Endorse moves to approve.
Clark Beck seconded.
John Dorsey's moved. Clark Beck seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So 6L has passed. We're down to 6N. The board will be requested to approve securing a loan for Lifelong Learning Administration Corporation, the LLF, for the 26-27 school year, as necessary to ensure sufficient cash flow in accordance to the promissory note term and applicable interest rates. Claudio.
Thank you, board. This is another short-term financing alternative that the school uses to meet short-term cash needs. It's a low-interest alternative that allows the schools to access additional funds if other financing sources are more expensive or not sufficient. The amount approved for the promissory note between the school and LLAC will be the borrowing limit during the fiscal year. For fiscal year 26-27, the school is requesting approval to borrow up to $2 million from LLAC if needed. The interest rate is 6%, and the note includes the lender's option to adjust the rate once during the fiscal year if the market rate changes substantially up or down. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good to know we have that. Any questions to the board? I have a motion and second to approve 6M.
I'll make a motion to approve 6N. Second, Victoria Hancock.
Ladies, Claudia Beck has moved. Victoria Hancock is seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So 6M has been approved unanimously. We are on 6N. The board will be asked to approve the signers for all bank accounts. They are Jeff Brown and Jerry Vincent. Any questions? Did I have, whoops, that's a long page. All right. Jeff Brown, Jerry Vincent, Shelley Haynes, and Jeff Martinell from Mission Academy. Okay? So, any questions on this? We've done this annually. All right. So, then motion and second to approve 6N.
So, who's James Fox?
Dr. Victoria Hancock.
James Loss moved. Victoria Hancock to second it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. 6N has passed unanimously. 7, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Jerry.
Well, I'd like to thank all of you for your willingness to serve yet another year on the board. Your oversight is critical to the success and management of the organization, and we are very grateful for you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Board President Stanford, thank you. Len has done such a good job on this board. Can't wait to hear our updates on our data when we get that all break down. This is part of today's world. We live in a data world. Mm-hmm. Any comments from any other board members? Any dittos?
Dittos.
Thank you all. All right, so now we're going to go into closed session. So I'd like to request a motion to adjourn open session to go into closed session for 1, conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, government code section 549569, B2, one matter, and 2, public employee performance evaluation, government code section 549570(1), title superintendent. I have a motion and a second.
John Dorsch moves.
I back a second.
John Dorch has moved. Now that was seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So we are going into closed session out of open session. Sure, everybody's back in.
Are they not coming back in?
I just told them they can come.
Oh, yeah, they don't have to, yeah.
They're going to go over to their other suite.
Oh, okay.
Work on some stuff.
Okay, great.
Board Member Victoria Hancock made a motion to exit closed session. And Board Member James Mott seconded the motion. The board voted unanimously to adjourn closed session and reconvene to the open public meeting. No action was taken in one conference with legal counsel. Anticipated litigation, Government Code Section 54956. Yeah, point. 982, one matter, and two, public employee performance evaluation, Government Code Section 54957E1, title superintendent. So now we are going into nine closing items. Our next regular board meeting date is September the 3rd at 10 a.m. So let's go to B. This is what we're going to adjourn the meeting. I need a motion second.
John Dorsey moves to adjourn.
Beckett second.
So John Dorch moves. So Beckett second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are going out of.
We are adjourning. Thank you.
Carol just wants to keep going.